For today on the message, I want to talk about letting things go. And even though this is a broad, deep subject, I want to focus on a quote. Ann Landers said, "Hanging on to resentment is letting someone you despise live rent-free in your head." And to me, that speaks volumes. And obviously, this subject can go towards maybe you're holding resentment for someone. Maybe you're holding on to someone. Maybe you're still holding on to something that somebody said a while back. And you just keep replaying it over in your head. And the crazy thing about that is, you know, if you really listen to that quote, is you're giving them space in your head for free. And by free, I mean, they might not even know that you're still holding on to that, right? They're living their happy life. They're going and doing things that they want to do while you're still harboring that resentment in your head. And the power that you're giving them is crazy because, one, you haven't confronted them about it. And if you have, and they still decided to keep doing what they were doing, right, then you continue to give them that power by not just letting go. Why? Because you haven't realized that, and maybe you have, you know, but you haven't realized that you can't control what they're going to do, you know. And I'm speaking from experience. I've done that a lot. I've harbored resentment for people. I've replayed situations or conversations in my head, trying to figure out why somebody would do something or why somebody would say something. And over time, it's like a snowball effect. It keeps getting, you know, it builds up more. And in reality, it's a normal thing because it really just comes back down to us wanting justice, us wanting, you know, to get them back so they could feel, you know, what I felt or what we felt. And that one thing that they did or that they said meant so much to us that we hold on to it. But again, for them, they said it, they moved on, and that's it. You know, you don't have control over what people say. You don't have control of what people do. The only thing you control is how you react to it. And by you reacting negatively to it, you're creating and giving them that space that could be used for so many other things, right? So let go of the past. Focus on the now. Don't waste any more time. Don't give any more space to somebody that doesn't deserve it. Somebody that didn't take good care of the time or the space that you gave them when they had it. And let it go. Let the negativity go. Focus on the positive thoughts. Because we all really have a choice to do that. You know, I've said it before that sometimes we like to go the hard route because we think it's the easy route, right? Because it's just easier for me to just keep thinking about that stuff, that negative situation over and over and over again, than work through the process of letting go. So just want to leave you with that today. Hope you guys have a great start to your week. And remember that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.